Let's ascend. Let's command the morning. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. This day, today, Wednesday, you said this day was good. You said today, at the beginning of the first days of creation, you blessed Wednesday. You blessed the day, Father. So I rise, we rise, and we bless this day. We command the atmosphere. We say, atmosphere, listen. Drip, 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 drip. Our voices drip. We prophesy. We distill. We're preaching to the atmosphere. We're preaching to the airwaves. We're sending our voices, voice activation. We're sending a disruption right now into the atmosphere. We're distilling the voice of heaven, the lion, the roar, the lion from the tribe of Judah, Yeshua, into the earth realm right now. Yes, an explosive voice in this day. Hey, until Wednesday. And we say you're blessed. We bless time because on Wednesday, Father, we come into agreement with what you did. You worked. You worked. You worked this day. So we partner with what you did and what you have said in creation on this day. You were doing. You were making. You were doing. You were making. So we do. We make. We do and we make with our voices with you. We see and we do as you did and saw. We do as our chief intercessor, Yeshua, what he did and saw as he walked in the earth as in flesh, fully God, fully man, son of God, son of man. We do and make as you did and made on Wednesday. You brought forth time and seasons on Wednesday. So we take dominion. And from times and seasons, you said dominion. You said man should have dominion over times and seasons. You said times and seasons shall bring forth dominion. So Father, from the activation of our voices, we render unto you. We come before you and we put it in your hands. It's in your hands, Yeshua, because you are the highest power. You are the highest authority. You have the highest voice. It's your voice. It's your voice. We say, I say right now, it's your voice. You are the ruling voice in the atmosphere. You are the ruling voice in the earth realm right now. You have the highest voice. Oh, there's so much chaos. There is so much noise. And I hear the Lord say, will there be one? Will there be some? Will there be them? Will there be many who will pull it down, who will tear it down, who will shout, who will praise until the walls fall down, who will praise, who will shout, who will blow, who will announce, who will pronounce that the noise is falling down. Hey, in the earth realm, and the sound of turnaround is coming. The sound of turnaround is coming. I pronounce today from the throne room of heaven, from heaven, we rise above. We rise above. We ascend. We come above. We rise above. We rise above the noise. We rise above the dissidents. We rise above the disruption and the chaotic sounds in the earth realm that have nullified, that have tried to nullify the voice of God. We come against the Jezebelic activity, what Jezebel, the human being, did during the time of her reign with the prophetic voice of God in the earth realm by shutting down the prophetic voice. That's happening right now, shutting down the voice. We lift our voices. We raise our voices. Listen to me. Raise your voice. Lift your voice. Speak. So many people right now are so afraid to open their mouths and engage in prophesying, engage in prophetic intercession, engage in spiritual warfare especially. But I dare you, I declare even over you, you are a spiritual warrior. You need to understand Psalm 91 from the stance that you are under the shadow of the Almighty. You need to begin to decree that you are safe and secure from all alarm. You need to begin to decree and declare that no terror by night shall befall you. You need to decree and declare Psalm 3, 4, and 5 over yourself. That's the chapters that you shall sleep and you shall rise, that you shall sleep and you shall sleep in peace and safety, and you shall rise and you shall wake up and you shall have joy. You shall know that the Lord your God comforts you. You shall know that the Lord your God protects you. You should know that the Lord your God in the nighttime is watching out for you and is protecting you. You see, the nighttime is time. It's a part of a season, and we're dealing with time today. So many people are scared and fearful right now, but we break it, 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 we break that fear, and we apply the balm of love, the perfect union of love. Yeshua, we say, come, come, bring your fellowship of love. It's love that casts out all fear, mature, perfect love. Yeshua, would you come and pour the oil, pour your fragrance of love. Draw near to us, draw near to us, draw near to the earth realm. We welcome you, Yeshua. Come. Draw near. Come close as you want. Come close as you want. Oh, bring your banqueting table. Bring your banqueting table. Bring your banqueting table. Bring your banqueting table. We want you, Jesus, high and lifted up. High and lifted up. High and lifted up. It's your perfect love. It's your strong love that breaks that fear. We cast it out. We cast it out right now. We say we stand in love. Father God, I pray for every heart right now. I pray for every soul right now. I'm asking you, I pray for every heart and every soul right now, Lord God, that's fearful and scared to lift their voices, for every nation right now that's fearful and afraid to lift the sound and the design that is within it to cry out to you, to cry out against the disruption in your name. And I say, Father God, they're abiding. Put them back into right alignment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Would you place them back into divine alignment, where they have been unseated, where we have been unseated out of alignment? Would you put us now back into alignment with your love? We abide, we abide. We are abiding in the vine. We are abiding in the vine where we are in love with Yeshua. It is love. It is love that casts out fear. We declare today we are in love, and that breaks the fear. Give us more love. Give us more love. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Mature your fruit in us, Holy Spirit. Grow that fruit in us, Holy Spirit. Grow that fruit in the nations, Holy Spirit. Grow that fruit in the ecclesia, Holy Spirit. Rebeke shotorobokoshi ariarabakasha tarabakoyeshe remananabakasha taroboko ishi tiarabayeshe makasha tarabokoshi iriarabakoshe. Ask, Father God, that you would come, that you would come and put the same love that is inside your heart, put it in us, because you first love us, we love you. You first love us, Lord God, we love you. We love you. We say from earth to heaven, we love you. We say from heaven to earth, back to heaven, we love you. We say from earth to heaven, we love you. We say from the ascended place, we love you. From heaven to earth to heaven, we love you, Yeshua. We love you. Draw near, draw near, draw near, draw near, draw near, draw near to us. Be near to the earth right now, all over, not just one place, all over. You are the omnipresent God, all over, everywhere. I hope you're picking up, listeners, and you're picking up on these context clues. Omnipresence has to deal with time. If you're just joining in, we're talking about time. Time and seasons is the topic for today on Wednesday. We're taking hold and having dominion on today, Wednesday. Glory to God. Father, we thank you that you're in the restoration business, that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of favor, 2022. We claim and reclaim favor. Hey, we say joy, joy, joy. We are so thankful that you're giving us favor. We say yes and amen. We come into agreement with your word for restoration this year, according to Isaiah 49:8. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in that day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you. This is God speaking to Yeshua, and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritage. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. Yeshua was given to us as a gift. Listen to me. Come on. When you get this stuff, the Holy Spirit is a gift to us. And you see, this is why we have to lay our crowns back down. We lay our crowns back down. We lay our crowns back down. Hey, Rabakasho Torobokoshi, all the gifts that you've given back to us, you want to see them reproduce, produce, reproduce, produce. Help us to produce the things you've given in place within us. We receive you, Yeshua. We receive what you have brought to us. Father, what you've given us, you gave your son a gift. You gave your son to us. You gave us Holy Spirit, Yeshua. We receive you this day. Wednesday receives you. Holy Spirit, Wednesday receives you. We, your sons and daughters, receive you, Yeshua, Holy Spirit. The earth receives you, Yeshua, Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Hey, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Holy Spirit, come, come, come. Would you come, Yeshua, into the earth right now? We miss you. We don't just need you, we miss you. Yeshua, come, come quickly, come swiftly, come quickly and come swiftly. Come, Lord Jesus, come, restore. Oh, but that gift, that gift, that gift of salvation, that gift of the blood that placed a transfusion in us, that cleansed us, that purchased our salvation, that caused us to be realigned back into divine time and alignment into the covenant with Most High God the Father, into his fold, into his house, it caused us to inherit the desolate heritages. That means we have a destiny, a call, a purpose to reclaim time, to reclaim seasons, to go into the earth realm and have dominion over time and over seasons. He rabakasho toroboko shiri arabakeshe, rebakashata rabokoshe, rabakashata rabakashiti arabayeshe, rebekeshe tererobokoshe, rabakashiti arabarabokoshe, ribikachata rabokoshiti arabekeshe. We prophesy and we distill and we preach on this Wednesday as well as take dominion. Give us eyes to see, 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 and give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is saying to us this day. We bless you, Wednesday. We take dominion over the time and the season on this day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Wednesday, we say, listen up, according to Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything. There is a season, an appointed time for everything, and a time for every delight, an event or purpose under heaven. a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there for the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God, yet man cannot find out, comprehend, grasp what God has done, his overall plan from the beginning to the end. Wednesday, we say there is a time for everything. There is an end for everything. So we decree and declare according to the word of God, whatever is disharmonious, whatever is out of sync and out of harmony, is not in tune, out of cadence, out of sequence, whatever is maligned and not in alignment with the tune and heartbeat and time space of the highest heaven where Yahweh is, we call you into alignment right now. We call you into his cadence right now. Wednesday, we say you will hear the sound, the drums, the sounds of the beat, the sounds of the rhythm of Yeshua, the sounds of what the angels around the throne, the sounds, the cadence, the movement, the sounds, the cadence, the movements, the time space, what is going on around the throne. We pull that in, we push it down, we pull it in, we push it down, we pull it in and we push it down from heaven into the earth on this day, in Wednesday, in the name of Jesus. As I mentioned earlier, Wednesday is the principle of time. Again, that phraseology comes from Arthur Burke, the principle of time, and I applied that from Revelation knowledge to Wednesday, the day, and my own prophetic research with Holy Spirit. Here are a few things about the day, Wednesday, in conjunction with time. Time came by way of the first day through the principle of light, which I've already discussed. Scientists say that there is no such thing as time or space. Rather, it's space-time or time-space. We've already discussed that. The two are one and the same and cannot be separated or viewed differently. God expects his people to master time-space as he outlined on the fourth day of creation. And mastering this concept, we govern over the things in the earth. This is the precursor to stewardship. We have the authority and the right to command whatever is existing not to exist, or what is existing to exist. Excuse me, what isn't existing to exist. To cause that which should be sped up ahead out of its season, to possess at a specific time frame, or to cause something to slow down in order to savor. That's exactly what Joshua practiced when he commanded the sun to stand still. Another element of this principle is to have mastery over wisdom. Wisdom has seen Jesus eye to eye and face to face. This means we have the right as heirs to be in his presence, seeing his glory so that we can bring his glory back into our time space where all is transformed by the glory with which we have returned. Time, quote unquote, is first vertical, which allows heaven to intercept. Consider intercession as time being vertical. See and refer to Genesis 18 with Abraham. time, quote-unquote, is then horizontal, which brings a people group, nations, and the world into the glory of Yeshua. Refer to Exodus 19 and Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. This allows time to be redeemed so that all the benefits meant or concealed are now inherited, experienced, and revealed. That's exactly what Isaiah 49:8 was talking about. The heritage. You are now able to have the heritage because Yeshua has been sent. There are a plethora of intercessory strike force focuses. I am not going to delve into them or read them all, but just know they have to deal with corrupt and defiled time spaces and war in the heavenlies, things dealing with indiscretion of time, of wisdom, of opposites, and of blocking God's voice. So these are things we submit to Yeshua. And Yeshua, we cry out, would you just pour out a spirit of wisdom and revelation? Would you pour out on your sons and daughters the spirit of wisdom and revelation? It's as simple, people of God, as no brass heaven. You see, we don't need the whole list of things to know what to pray for at the moment. Not that we don't ever need it, but at the moment we don't. Simply, it's a brass heaven. So, Father, we address the brass heaven right now. We address what's causing the brass heaven. We address anything in us, the ecclesia, your sons and daughters, that would cause a brass heaven from governing officials, that will cause a brass heaven from authority figures, that will cause a brass heaven from oppressors. We address that in ourselves right now, Father, and we repent. We repent before you, and we say we want to be transformed to the likeness of Yeshua. We want the light of Yeshua's face, his countenance, to shine in us, not just on us, and permeate and burn that stuff, that dross from out of us, and remove it. And Holy Spirit, fill the void with your fruit. Grow your fruit in place of what has been removed out of us. And bring the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation so that you can unlock your voice in us. We thank you for an open heaven. We thank you for cleansed time. We say Wednesday, you are blessed. We say we are ready to receive. We're ready to hear. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, let him hear. We say we will hear. Voice activation today. We will hear clearly, Spirit of Most High God today. We will hear the lion roar this day. Wednesday, you are blessed. Blessings.